on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunrise Show on 105.5 WIRI. Thanks for joining us this morning, just after 8 o'clock on this Friday, October 24th, 2025. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Glad to have you along as we get ready for Halloween coming up a week from today. Yes, better get your costumes ready, everyone. And make sure you keep listening throughout the day today because we got lots of fun stuff. We've got Flashback Fridays coming at 10 o'clock. We've got the new Country Top 3 from noon to 4. But more on the show we got coming up here. We have some news and some history. And right now I am joined by a surprise special guest. You know her from Weekend Wake Up and the Gospel Country Hour every weekend. It is Dottie B. Welcome.
Good morning, West Country. Hope you're waking up well.
Yeah, which you have heard that many, many times on the weekends if you listen to it. Weekend Wake Up is from 7 to 12 on Saturdays and on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And the Gospel Country Hour has moved a little bit. And you've probably noticed that by now, but it's now on noon on Sundays instead of. Yeah, that's lunch. I hadn't heard that one before. That's good. That's a good tagline.
I think we need to put
that on there. So
somebody hasn't been paying attention to my show.
I guess not. I've been kind of busy, you know, doing all that program directing and all that stuff. But we don't get to hear from you very much during the week. So for those who don't know, kind of give people an outline of what you do on Weekend Wake Up on Saturday and Sundays.
Oh, Weekend Wake Up, we like to play your country favorites and classics, take some looks back to find out what happened on that day in country music, and let you know about events that are going on throughout the area throughout the weekend and into the next week.
That's right. But you also have a country history kind of angle to it, too.
That's my look back. Yeah. So the second through the fifth hour is a look back, and I'll tell you about what happened on that day and then play the song that correlates with. Mm-hmm. During that 7 o'clock hour, I share the birthdays from the day. So who's having a birthday or who would have been celebrating a birthday on that day?
Very, very cool. So for those who have not heard the Gospel Country Hour, what is that show all about?
So gospel music actually shares very common roots with country music. They both come from that southern background, and they have a similar sound to them. And so the show goes back to your classics. You'll hear some Willie Nelson, some Johnny Cash, some other ones like that. I even use Crystal Gayle and Dolly Parton. She has a gospel album out there, but I also pull from the Christian contemporary world. So you hear the country versions of some more contemporary songs. So it celebrates both of those common roots.
That is every Sunday starting at noon, everyone, for the Gospel Country Hour. Make sure you tune in. If you have not checked that out yet, we do encourage you to do that. And of course, from 7 to 12, Saturday and Sundays, we've got Weekend Wake Up. Dottie B is an old country hand. She's been a big fan of country music for a while. So I got a couple of, here's one piece of news that we thought was pretty cool. Lainey Wilson is trading in her cowboy hat for the silver screen.
I don't know that she'll completely trade it in. At least I hope not. She's got too good of a voice.
I don't understand the thing where they do that thing where it's like so-and-so's trading in their piece of clothing for this, even though it's just, you know, she's in a movie.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
But I'm anxious to find out what it is and when it's coming out.
Well, the new trailer for Reminders of Him just came out, and you can finally catch a sneak peek of Lainey's feature film debut. In the movie, Lainey plays Amy, a grocery store manager who befriends a woman trying to rebuild her life after serving time in prison. The cast also includes Wisconsin native Bradley Whitford.
Wow.
And Lauren Graham.
Oh, that's going to be good.
That's a pretty good cast
West
there.
West Wing meets Gilmore Girls.
I don't think that's what they're teasing it as.
No, but I mean, those two actors.
That's right.
Those are their some of their iconic roles.
Absolutely. Reminders of Him will open in theaters March 13th, 2026. So just not too far away. This is not Lainey's first time acting, though. And I didn't know this. She made her TV debut in Yellowstone on season 5 as Abby, but this, of course, will be her first time doing a film, an actual feature film.
It's always interesting to see the crossovers because some singers can make that transition very seamlessly. You think about Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Who was big into the rap and R&B and then transitioned over to acting. Mm-hmm. And that went really well. But there have been others that try to make that. And it doesn't quite work.
It doesn't quite work out. James and I were yesterday talking. It was Dwight Yoakam's birthday. And, of course, Dwight Yoakam's been in several films. Mm-hmm. He's acting. But he's been very picky about which roles that he chooses. He makes a very specific ones for that. So get ready. That's March 13th, everyone, next year. Reminders of him, Lainey Wilson's feature film debut.
All right.
Check it out. Let's get back to the music here right now, everyone. Here is Tim McGraw on 105.5 WIRI.
You always had a knife for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. But I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. All you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile.
a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
At 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all next Tuesday. Still lose, less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear.
on 105.5 WIRI. You're listening to the Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Head down there right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get some coffee, get some snacks. Have the friendly folks there say hi to you by name. Well, maybe not everyone, but a lot of
some of us.
Some of you. I mean, Dottie B's a great example. They know she. They know her drink there. I mean,
they do.
They're set and ready to go every time you walk in the door.
They are. They are great people down there.
Yes, they
highly recommend.
And they are fantastic sponsors of the Sunrise Show. Seth and Dottie B with you right now. Let's get into a little country music history right now. We've got born on this day in 1934, Sanger D. Schaefer. He wrote numerous hits for stars such as George Jones, Lefty Frizzell, and George Strait. I love this. Three divorces helped him with his songwriting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess heartbreak does inspire the heart.
It can help. It can help. He wrote Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind? And he wrote one of George Strait's biggest hits with All My Exes Live in Texas.
Yeah.
So he was born on this day. Also on this day, a couple of chart, little bits of chart information. 1984, Willie Nelson was at number one in the country music album charts with City of New Orleans.
Okay.
The album spent 12 weeks at the top of the charts, which is very cool. The title track is a folk song written by Steve Goodman, describing a train ride from Chicago to New Orleans on the Illinois Central Railroad City of New Orleans, and which is a train that's still in operation, by the way. You can ride the City of New Orleans
from
Chicago.
Can you listen to the song while you're riding the City of New Orleans?
That I don't know. That I don't know. Of course, the big hit version was Arlo Guthrie in the early 70s.
Right.
That's the one I think most people know. But Willie's version, just like every song Willie does, is really good.
It is.
It's fantastic.
That's the version I know.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that better than the Arlo cut?
I do.
Wow. I'm surprised.
I'm the country girl, remember?
That's right. You do know your country stuff. Back in 1991, Garth Brooks' No Fences became the first country album certified for shipments of more than 5 million copies.
Yeah?
The first one.
Yeah?
That blew my mind.
I told you.
1991, man.
He was a record breaker and record setter.
Oh, man. It's hard to believe that so much happened in 1991 in music.
He was the Taylor Swift of that generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. That record, by the way, to date, has sold over 17 million copies, which
and
is just
mind-boggling. I happen to own one of them.
You do. You do own one of them. It's right there. Speaking of Taylor Swift.
Oh, my goodness.
On this day in 2006, she released her debut album.
Yeah.
Which went to the top of the country charts for 24 non-consecutive weeks and has now sold over 5.5 million copies worldwide.
I think we forget that she started in country. She's become such a mega pop star. We forget that her roots are in country music.
And that's, which is absolutely true. I mean, and she was, and we also forget how young she was.
Yeah.
Still a teenager when she first hit. I mean, but the talent was there from the very beginning. A little bit of country history for you today, everyone. Let's get back to the music here on your home for country favorites and classics. Here's Doug Stone on 105.5.
Me down, say, may I help you, please? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single bird. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song.
If you already love Laura's laid-back picks of the day, then you'll love her newest show, Red Folk and Blue. It has the sounds of American music, folk,
windows are open,
bluegrass,
you got to reach a little bit higher.
Blues,
I've been feeling like a piece of rice paper,
and Americana.
Why can't I?
Red Folk and Blue on 105.5 FM, WIRI, Saturdays at 7.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Never come my way. I've never But here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Oh, I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and around in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yeah, you got me in the palm of your hand, girl, 'cause I don't.
Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette, she broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. For dear life, we lay
FM Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town. See, Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on the string. Looking so cute, maybe sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me.
ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you'll see. No more dinner, I'm not gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. My junior out is gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears, but my heart fell. Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. No, my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you.
Diamond Rio on 105.5 WIRI. This is the Sunrise Show, and we're getting ready to wrap things up here. A couple more things we do want to talk about as we get into our schedule coming up for today. Up next, we've got the second cup with, let's see here. Oh, me. Oh, I'm
you.
Up next.
You.
With the second cup, and make sure you keep
we
listening.
We just can't get enough of you.
I don't know about that. You're stuck with me, that's for sure. But we have Flashback Fridays coming up at 10 o'clock. Going back and play the top five songs this week in history, 1996.
Wow.
You are graduated high school. I'm not going to say anything
Thank
about you.
You.
I won't
you.
Bring that up. But
it was a very good year.
It was, let's just say that. It was a very good year. Then from noon to four, we've got Katie Cruz. And don't forget, it is Fridays. So that means it is time for the New Country Top 3.
Yes.
Katie scours all the New Country songs. Mm-hmm. And she picks her top three that she plays for you every hour from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Around the 40-minute mark or so. So make sure you tune in for that. Brought to you by First Class Lawn Care. And then no playmakers today. No playmakers today, but then a little bit of Laura's Lounge, and then we've got River Kings hockey coming
way
tonight.
Do.
7 o'clock, Mike Comer on the call for that one. We do, of course, encourage everyone to head on down to the Southwood County Recreation Center to take a game in person. Great way to support the River Kings and all that they do for our community. Mm-hmm. But if you can't make it, we'll have you covered here tonight and tomorrow as they take on the Northwest Express. Well, and one more time, everyone, we had a lot of fun this week with the Spookiest Country Song Contest on our website, WIRI.FM.
Can you go through the winners again for us?
I can go through the winners again. Actually, I don't have them in front of me right here, but but that's okay because they're going up against each other coming
next
up on
week.
Monday,
yeah.
Starting on Monday. Today, we're just having a fun best of the rest contest.
Oh,
so
okay.
Go to WIRI.FM. We've got all the ones that did not make it, and we'll see which one is the best of the ones that didn't make it onto the next round.
Okay, gotcha.
So go and vote for that one. It's just for fun, everyone.
And what is that list for today?
The list for today is Dueling Banjos. The Ride by David Allan Coe. We've got Midnight in Montgomery, which is Alan Jackson, and then Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars.
Okay.
So those are the songs that you can choose from today. And again, this is just for fun to wrap things up this week. But remember, we will be continuing the Spookiest Country Song bracket next week, starting on Monday. So get ready for that. Ooh, can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be tons and tons of fun. And that's going to do it for us today on the Sunrise Show, everyone. Big shout out to our sponsor from the Ground Up Coffee House and all the great stuff that they have there. Head on down to downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you, Dottie B, for joining me.
It's been a joy. Say hi to them for us when you head over.
That's right. Yes, please say hi to the gang over at From the Ground Up. They will know at least, they'll know Dottie B, at least. They will know her. Here's Brooks and Dunn. Hope everyone has a great weekend.
Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy. we're chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Country.
Favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Have you noticed the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of joe.
Join us for a Halloween of horns during Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Spooktacular Costume Contest. On October 25th, show us your creative, scary, or group costumes, and you could win up to $2,500 in cash, plus an additional $2,500 for best of show. $25,000 in cash prizes will be given away. A spooktacular time awaits with a cascade of creepy costumes. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
An important part of our tradition, spanning several generations, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa invites you to celebrate Culture in Motion, a free Native American performance, Saturday, November 15th, featuring drummers, singers, and dancers that will share with you the beauty of traditional and modern song and dance, plus Native American arts, crafts, and food, a must-see cultural celebration for the whole family. For more information on this family-friendly event, visit HochunkGamingNakusa.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
Your brand can hit harder than a Grand Slam champ, and Wicked Awesome Media brings the heat. From custom swag to bold branding, Wham! Helps you crush the competition. Visit whaminc.com or swing by Quality Printing Plus in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tome Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underly wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underly. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay. No flowers from the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Let the devil win walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely.
sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely, trying to get away from the old me, still stuck singing me through.
All I really need is a little good news. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they that game, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San
Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000.